This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It is good to have you along as we head into this week of Thanksgiving. We're going to be talking about getting out there on the highways. A lot of people will be doing that. And for the next couple of months, that could include some icy weather, some snowy weather. All sorts of interesting Pennsylvania weather coming our way in the months ahead. So we are joined today by Kimberly Smith, the safety press officer with PennDOT's Engineering District 3O, and that's based in Montoursville. But first, we're going to hear from Mike McWilliams. He's the Columbia Montour County Maintenance Manager for PennDOT. We're going to hear about the preparations for winter and then more about how to get out there and drive safely, how to get around in the coming weeks and months during a Pennsylvania winter. Thanks for joining us, Mike and Kimberly. We appreciate you taking some time today to share some information with our listeners. And we're going to start with you, Mike. As you get ready from your perspective in Columbia and Montour counties for road maintenance,
you know, Columbia County, we got 29 plow trucks we're dealing with. We have two graders stationed along the interstate. We use five stockpiles in Columbia, so we have a loader at each stockpile to help us get the anti-skid and the salt loaded in the trucks. We also have two anti-icing trucks in Columbia County, which is what we use that, you know, prior to the storms, typically to spray salt brine on the roads. That's what you, if you're out on the interstate when we're getting ready for a storm, you may see trucks out there spraying the salt brine. And then in Montour County, it's 10 plow trucks. We do two stockpiles down there, so we have two loaders there and an anti-icing truck in Montour County as well. More significant storms, we do have a snowblower that we use from time to time. It's a large, you know, commercial-type truck-mounted snowblower. Hopefully, we don't have to get into using that too often, though.
Now, give us a bit of information about getting ready for a storm. How do you prep depending on the weather? I'm sure it varies.
We try to make sure on the major routes, the interstates primarily, and then we have a few other routes in each county that we focus on as well in advance of a storm, like an ice storm potentially, or depending on the forecast, whether it's going to rain ahead of time or something, we may not use it if it's going to rain ahead of time and wash it all off. If it's ice or directly snow coming in, we tend to use that to try to give ourselves a little head start on the storm.
If you could give us a bit of advice from a plow driver's perspective as they're dealing with the other cars on the road, that's got to be challenging.
I guess the biggest thing is to slow down, take your time, give the plow truck drivers an opportunity to do their job, you know, stay back from the truck. Obviously, they're spreading, you know, a salt and anti-skid, so that does bounce around as things, you know, want to stay back and let that get down on the road. You know, don't try to pass them. I know it's tempting when they're going slow to try to pass them. If you can manage to stay behind them, that's better. It's always safer when the snow's plowed off the road and we get the salt and anti-skid down there for some improved traction. You know, I've heard a lot of the stories probably that are out there about some of those people trying to pass in inopportune locations or on the wrong side. Definitely, if you are going to pass, you know, make sure it's on the left side. If you're on the interstate or something, try not to be passing on the right if you can help it, because that's a little harder to see over there as well.
I think we've all heard stories of plow trucks that have gone off the road or whatever, but I think in a lot of cases that could be less about the driver's skills and more about the interaction.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there's times where, you know, they get run off the road by people trying to, you know, pass them. And then if somebody's trying to pass them in that, you know, that lane where they're trying to drive isn't cleared and they start losing control or something, the only thing our plow truck driver can do is try to steer away and avoid it. And sometimes the storms are that bad that, you know, the truck may get a little bit off track or something, but it's hard to say. It's just, like I said, best to stay back and stay behind them if you can.
A few moments ago, we alluded to the ability of Pennsylvania winters to surprise us. It seems hard to predict one from the next. How do you deal with that? I guess the longer term budgeting process is in effect.
We use like a 5-year rolling average. So, you know, we would take those last 5 years and figure out how much salt and anti-skid we used. Primarily, those are the two biggies. That's where the most money is really spent from a material standpoint. Get that average, and that's typically what we shoot for purchasing, or shoot to have to be able to use in our buildings and things. We also, you know, we have a window though around that number we set that we were allowed to purchase. So we can actually there is an ability to go over that number if we need to, if we have a harder winter. Give us a little extra buffer if the conditions require that.
It seems like everyone's been affected by the labor shortage and, as some are calling it, the Great Resignation. How has that affected PennDOT? Have you seen some issues there?
Not so much with everybody that's here. I mean, we are trying to get some more temporaries and things on board, but we are pretty fully staffed. That could change from time to time, but it is kind of tough right now to pick up additional operators if you need them.
Thanks, Mike, for your information. And we want to move along now to Kimberly Smith, the safety press officer with PennDOT's District 3L, to talk about how we as drivers need to behave on the roadways and how we need to prepare for getting out there this winter.
I will say first and foremost, though, if winter weather is forecast, you do want to eliminate any unnecessary travel. That will keep you and your family safe and allow us to perform our winter duties more easily. But before winter, so this time of year, you should be getting your vehicle kit ready. And in there, you want to include things like warm clothing and gloves, a blanket, ice scraper, some sand or kitty litter to use if you get stuck. It might give you some traction. Most of us carry our cell phones daily, but you want to make sure that you have a charger in there for that as well. A flashlight is handy, especially with it getting dark so early. Jumper cables, a small shovel to dig yourself out if you get plowed in somewhere, and then things like a first aid kit and water, some non-perishable food. But also consider what your particular situation is and what your family may need. So if you're on life-saving medications, you want to make sure you carry some of those with you, maybe some baby supplies, or if you travel with your pet, you want to have some pet food, a water bowl, things like that.
Do you find that a lot of people are thinking that far ahead, or are you still trying to get the word out there that even if it's not a complicated kit, that just a few items can be a lifesaver?
Sure. So I know that we talk to people when we're out doing community events and senior expos and things like that, and people will share with us what they do carry with them in their car. It might not be as elaborate as what I've suggested, but a lot of people do keep, a set of gloves in there in case they need to clean off the windshield, some warm clothing, certainly a bottle of water. A lot of people will carry a bottle of water in their car. Medications, we talk a lot about medications, especially when we're out doing mature driving programs, and many of them will share with us. And you do have to be careful with that because some medications can't withstand the cold weather, so you do want to talk to your doctor, your pharmacist, about whether or not you can safely keep some medication in your vehicle. But I know personally my husband does. He's on blood thinners, so he always keeps a couple extra in his vehicle just in case he gets stranded somewhere.
Of course, always depends upon the medication. Like you said, there's things that folks need as lifesavers that must be there daily. So as far as getting out and driving in the winter, I mean, the only thing I remember from the driver's manual is talking about if you start to skid, steer into the skid. Is there more information? Are there more tips that should be second nature?
Sure. There are a lot of safe driving winter tips. So you want to make sure that you keep your gas tank at least half full, especially if you were to get stranded. This will allow you to have plenty of gas to periodically turn on your car to get some heat in the car. When you're driving in inclement weather, whether it be rain or snow or ice, sleet, that sort of thing, you want to slow down and you want to increase your following distance. And you want to avoid any sudden stops and starts, because if somebody is having difficulty seeing, like in blowing snow, and you suddenly stop, they may hit you in the rear end because they cannot see you stopping. So you want to be aware of roads that may look wet, but they're actually frozen. We often refer to this as black ice. So be aware that there may be areas of the roadway, especially if they're shaded by trees, that may not thaw as quickly as the rest of the roadway. So you may be traveling along on what you feel is a dry road, and then all of a sudden you may come across a little frozen section or a frosted over section, and that can be dangerous. So be aware that there are spots like that around as well. And of course, you want to use extra caution on bridges and ramps where there's no ground underneath of it, that ice can often form there without warning. And something that we see or we hear of a lot of people doing is using cruise control all of the time. And you really should not be using that in inclement weather. You don't want to use cruise control when you're driving on snow-covered roads. Mike did talk about not passing or getting in between plow trucks that are in a plow line. So we do recommend that you stay at least six car lanes back from a large plow truck or any truck, because there's a blind spot there for them and they cannot see you. So if they were to brake suddenly and not know that you're behind them. So you do want to make sure that you stay at least six car lengths back. That way you can be seen in their rearview mirrors. And then something that we see a lot of, I'm sure we can all relate, is when we do have snow, you'll see that person out there that just cleared, you know, 6 inches on their windshield so they can see out, and that's all that they cleared. And that's it, that is against the law. We do have laws in Pennsylvania that you must remove snow and ice from your windows and mirrors and the vehicle all around you. If snow or ice comes off of the hood or roof of your car and causes injury to somebody, that is something that you will be cited for and held responsible for. So make sure that you're taking that extra time to completely clear the entire car off.
Probably one of the trickiest things to me is when maybe there's rain, but it's getting colder, it's going to freeze. Really keeping track of that, you know, when is this frozen weather supposed to hit my area? What's the temperature now? The information is certainly out there these days with the internet.
Certainly. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I did want to point out that we do have an app that helps with that, and is also a website. So if you go to 511PA.com, you can, what we say, know before you go. So you can check the weather forecast and look for alerts, road closures, that sort of thing. You can check the winter road conditions. You can also track where snow plows are. So if you know that your snow plow normally comes by every two and a half hours, 3 hours, and it's been a little while since you've seen it, you can actually check and see where the snow plow is currently and know, and you can kind of judge when they're going to be passing by you. Because if you must travel during winter weather, the best place to be is behind a snow plow. So you want to try to time it so that you can see where that plow is and know when it might be safe to go somewhere.
My early morning commute is great for me, because the fewer cars, the better. And if the plows are in front of me, all the better, because I mean, really, that should be looked at as a bonus that, hey, there's a plow. It's like giving me my own personal escort.
Exactly. I too, when I have to travel in winter weather, I am always grateful to be behind a snowplow.
Any other information that folks can get easily through your website?
Sure. So on PennDOT.gov, we do have a section for, it's called Travel in PA. And if you click on there, you will find a safety tab. And on there, you can read all the winter driving tips that we talked about today. You can also see the complete list of what to pack in your emergency kit to carry with you, and lots of other resources available on that website.
PennDOT is entering their, their busiest season. People would say that's construction, but winter is certainly the one that we have to watch out for on our own as well.
That's right. It's you know, PennDOT is year round. Our construction crews are now in the office or getting ready to be in the office through the winter, planning their spring duties. But right now, our maintenance crews will be out treating the roads and prepping the roads. And when we do have nice weather, like I think this week is supposed to be pretty decent, they'll be out doing things like brush clearing and crack sealing, things like that, to keep themselves busy.
All right. Now, I did just see that we're into one of the latest times to first see snowflakes this year. So, but there's never a way to know if that's going to hold up. I mean, is it going to come and then start for the whole winter? Or so that's, I guess that's what folks say, that's Pennsylvania for you.
Yeah, and keep in mind, too, that it doesn't have to be a deep snowfall for us to be required to go out and treat the roads. So even if we don't have a lot of major events, you know, just a little bit of snow can make the roads slippery. So we want you to keep those safety tips in mind and also be aware that our trucks will be out there treating the roads.
And with that, we conclude today's WPGM Community Forum on preparation for winter with PennDOT. We've been talking with the Columbia Montour County Maintenance Manager Mike McWilliams and Safety Press Officer Kim Smith. We thank them for joining us, and we thank you, the listener, for being part of the WPGM Community Forum. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.